Welcome to I'll Marry You, a podcast with me, Olivia Coleman, full of tips and tricks from the UK wedding scene, interviews with industry experts, and a whole lot of oversharing.
Good day, good afternoon, and good evening, buenas noches. Oh, my bin lid just popped open, didn't it? As if it's got a mind of its own. I hope you're all well. I hope you've had a wonderful week. What have I been up to? Oh, I had my first wedding of the season. Oh my God, it was gorge. But I'm not going to tell you anything about that because I'm going to record just a little brief episode, a little story time about it, because there were two very interesting, unique elements to their ceremony. So I want to share those with you, but I will share them with you another time. But that was last weekend, and it was wonderful. It was beautiful. I was very nervous, but it went really well. And then Sunday just gone, my little girl turned 4, my baby. She is just the best thing ever. Although, you know, people say that sort of 3, 4, 5 is a really fun age, and they're not wrong. Except the other day we were lying in bed, and she just very politely, you know, to give her credit where credit's due, she very politely asked why my boobies always fall down. Gravity. And you, Lola, and you, for sucking the life out of them. On that note, I am very excited for this week's episode. We've got another interview with an industry expert. And this one was recorded quite a while ago. So I'm not going to lie and pretend I can remember all of it, but I do remember that she was lovely. So this is an interview with Jamie from The Social Wedding UK, and she is a on-the-day, wedding-day content creator, and she's brilliant. She was a regional finalist in the Wedding Industry Awards this year, and she's just really cool, really chilled, really fun vibe about her. So I can imagine she would be brilliant to have on the day. And so we go all into sort of what she does and how she does it, and what that means for the couples out there getting hitched. I've read recently that this year is a very lucky year to get married, 2024. Not only because it's a leap year, some other bollocks reasons. I don't know. I don't know star signs. I don't know much. But I've read that it's a very good year to get married, very lucky year. So if you are getting married this year, the likelihood that you'll get divorced is much slimmer. So that's a plus. Enjoy the interview, my darlings, and I shall see you next week. Right, so we'll just chit-chat, my darling, and talk nonsense, and then Drew has to listen to me talking bollocks, and then he edits it all out to make it sound like I know what I'm doing. So, Jamie from The Social Wedding.
The Social Wedding, yeah.
TheSocialWedding.co.uk?
Yes, that's me.
Now, I'm so excited to talk to you because I've got no idea what you do. And I just spoke to my mum on the way home to meet with you. And she was like, oh, what's this one about? And I was like, you know what, mum? I don't know. And I like that. I like that because then I will find out on the podcast.
Yeah.
So you are Jamie and you are The Social Wedding. In a nutshell, what is The Social Wedding? What is it that you do?
So I'm a wedding content creator. So I capture all the behind the scenes, the candid moments of a wedding day. It's all real, it's raw. And then the couple gets all of the content and I make TikToks and reels for them within 24 hours of their wedding day. And it's amazing. It's the best job ever. We work alongside photographers and videographers. So I always explain to the couples, your photographer is going to take that picture that you'll put on your mantelpiece.
Yeah.
Your videographer is going to create a beautiful film that you'll watch over and over again on your special occasions, your wedding anniversary, a beautiful film. Whereas a content creator is something totally different. We capture every little bit in between, all the raw stuff that happens on the day.
I love that. I think that is so clever. But surely this is quite a new thing.
Yeah, so it started over in America. It's huge over there. And then it's crept its way over here. I started a year ago and there was very few people doing it then. I think I was the second or third one in the UK. And now we've got a Facebook group of over 100 people already within a year. So it's growing really fast and there's a lot of media attention at the minute around it. So
is
it's exciting. Yeah.
That's so exciting. So you've been doing it for a year. So what were you doing before you were at The Social Wedding?
So I was in the army for 6 years. So
No,
something
were
totally
you?
different. Yeah. And then
What were you do? Am I
once.
allowed to ask you what you were doing in the army?
Yeah. I was an admin clerk. So I did all the admin and pay for all the soldiers. So I was attached to the squadrons and it was
I would
great.
like to be attached to a squadron.
Yeah. It was so
Physically
much
attached.
fun. Physically. Yeah.
Are you taken? Are you married or?
No. Single. I
So
know.
you
And
were a
everyone's like, how
single.
ironic.
You were a single Pringle and you worked at an army barracks?
Yeah, it was
Oh my
great.
God, how fantastic. Now I'm probably not meant to ask you this, but I'm going to, and you probably can't answer, but remember that people can't see us, so you can wink.
Yeah,
Did you have any dalliances with any soldiers?
that's
Oh! Do you know what? I'll never forget when I was younger. I was like 17 or 18, and I'm from Herefordshire, where the SAS are based.
Yeah.
And my dad was in the army. He was in the parachute regiment. And so a lot of his friends are in the army, and a lot of his friends in Hereford are in the SAS. And
Yeah.
one of his friends was having a retirement party. And I was like 17 or 18. And they were like, oh, we're going to go to John's retirement party at the barracks. And I was like, oh my God, that is
I bet you were
so.
like, yeah.
Well, no, I was like, that's so boring. I was like, oh my
Yeah.
God, so dull, don't want to go. Looking back at it, that what a waste.
Yeah.
That could have, it was like I could have been a kid in a candy shop. So you did that for 7 years.
For 6 years,
For six
yeah, and
years.
then I was married in when I was in the army. I joined, met my daughter's dad, got married,
Yeah.
and then when she came along, it was just life changed,
Yeah.
priorities changed, and I didn't want to go away anymore. We missed our first steps, both of us. So
Oh.
I think it got to that point where we're like, okay, one of us needs to leave, and it was me. So I left, and
And
then I ended up at a football club doing admin, still there part time.
a
So
male
that's
football club. Do you just follow straight men around the
I
country?
think I do. I think maybe that and
You've got like the
everyone says
best
like
jobs ever for a single girl.
I know and then everyone's like you must meet so many single men at these weddings and I'm like no
Don't
because
you?
they're all married or coupled up. No,
I
not
suppose
yet.
that's the way, but then, yeah, I suppose you're right. I mean, I used to work at interior designers, and you never met straight men there either.
I can imagine.
That's so amazing. So, when you were doing all that admin and all that jazz, were you into weddings? Were you a weddingy person or not really?
Not really, you know. I grew up obviously with the Pinterest board, like always
Yeah.
wanted to have a big white wedding and all that. But I never ever thought I'd ever end up in the wedding industry.
So, and
So
but were you into social media?
social media massively, yeah. I've done affiliate marketing for years back in the day, and I've always had such a love for social media. It's a love-hate relationship, isn't it? And I think
Yeah.
that's what it is for everybody. But you can use it in such a good way, and I've always been really interested in that. And then I did a photography course. I always wanted to be an army photographer, but they never let me.
No.
So
Well,
I've
I
always
wouldn't
had
trust
that
you.
kind of interest.
I wouldn't trust you behind the lens.
So this kind of like incorporates a little bit of everything. So when I saw that it was a thing in America, and I was like, oh my God, social media, photography, videography, like all mixed in together in one job, I was like, this is a perfect job for me, and traveling around.
I mean, that is wonderful. So, were you just online and you just saw all this stuff coming up of it and you thought, oh, that
Yeah.
looks good?
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, I went to my mum's wedding, and I was in a bit of a bad place at the time, and I decided not to drink any alcohol, not to have my phone, just be in the moment, fully present with my daughter for the whole day.
Oh, wow.
And we were dancing at the back of the room just on our own, didn't even know anyone was watching. And one of our family friends the next day sent us a recording of us dancing. And it is the most precious video to me ever. Like, I watch it all the time. So then when I saw that this, like, thing popped up on TikTok that you could be a wedding content creator and people were doing this at weddings, I was like, this is what somebody did for me, and I was like, I want to
Yeah.
be able to capture those memories for other people. So it all
Yeah.
kind of like aligned all at the same time, and then one Thursday night or whatever day it was, I was like, I'm gonna be a wedding content creator and I'm just gonna go for it. And it's a year today, so
And is it your full-time job?
not yet.
That's the dream.
Hopefully, yes, yeah.
Where do you live? Where are you based?
West Yorkshire.
But do you go all over?
Yeah, all over. I even did a wedding in Las Vegas this year.
Stop!
A wedding vow renewal, yeah.
Were they an English couple?
Yeah, they were. She was a wedding hairdresser that I met through the industry, and she went and renewed her vow, so I went and captured the content for her over there.
It was an
epic trip.
Yeah. How long were you there for?
So I made a week of it, and one of my best friends and my auntie met me there, and we just had a girls' trip and just did everything while we were there. It was so good.
So how long were you in Vegas for?
A week. We made a full week of it. We did everything while we were there, the Grand Canyon, a show, just literally everything. It was
that
amazing.
Is so cool. I mean, that's pretty, you must be pretty proud of yourself, babe, to go your first
Definitely.
Year of business and you get Definitely. Paid to go to Vegas.
Yeah, I was sat there and I was like, I feel like I need to pinch myself. Like, this is my job. And I felt so grateful at the time. And like, I just think, what's next to come? Like, it's crazy.
That is amazing. So I find it really intriguing because I think I can imagine, and I might be wrong here, so tell me if I am, but I can imagine that what you do can spark a debate because I feel like a lot of people, social media is what it is. It's huge. I mean, I wouldn't have a business without Instagram and there's no getting around it. But a lot of people don't like it for various reasons. Have you had those kind of debates with people? When you say what you do, I imagine that some people will just be like, what a load of bollocks. And I say that with love because I think it's wonderful. Yeah. But have you had that before?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've had people that not personally said to me, but people that have said, well, it's sad that people want to put everything on social media. It's sad that couples would want to have content for their wedding. But the reality is, like, it's in demand and people want it. People want to share the next day. People, like, yeah, they can get Uncle so-and-so to get a video for them or Cousin Laura to get some pictures whilst throughout the day. But when we put it all together, like, 9 times out of 10, they're getting hundreds and hundreds of photos and videos within 24 hours to share on social media.
But and do you sell it as this is for your social media or do you sell it as this is like background footage just for you?
A little bit of both. I think my selling point personally is to capture memories for people.
Yeah.
100%. Like a videographer is going to choose their favorite moments throughout the day to create their film. And the same with a photographer. Whereas
but
I
you can't capture it all.
Everything. Can't capture it all.
No.
Not all. But I always say, like, Grandad George walking down the aisle to find his seat, that could be a treasured memory in 10 years' time. You never know.
Yeah.
Like, those little things, like what my family friend did for me, like, that's a treasured memory for me. And to have it, like, it does look like it's being filmed on a potato because it's such a low quality video, but that's why I do what I do because it's high quality, it's all 4K and it's formatted for social media as well.
See, I think instantly when you explain to me what it is that you do, my instinct isn't brilliant, I can go on my Instagram and post about my wedding the next day. My instinct is, especially as a mother who is used to capturing every other bugger's moment with my child, my instinct when you tell me what you do is, oh, brilliant. There will be someone to capture the stuff that I would capture. Because and you have a child, so you get it. When you have a baby or a child, you're constantly taking pictures of them with other people and no one takes pictures with you. Yeah. And I mean, I make reels of Lola for every holiday, every day out, I do that. I'm constantly filming, even if she's just walking down the road, like I film it.
Same.
And it's not, and I put it on my social media, but it's not for social media. It's so that I've got those clips and I've got those videos and as memories to look back on.
100%. And like a lot of my brides do say, oh, it's going to be so nice to have somebody else do it for me.
Yeah.
And to capture the little bits as well, you know, like, they've paid so much money for their flowers, for the decor, for all the little personalized bits that as soon as the guests walk in, they love it, but they've moved it and they're like, it's done with. Whereas I get a bit of everything and make sure that they can see it the next day and see all the guests arriving, like bride and groom getting ready. They don't see all the guests like mingling like there. So you just get that different perspective and they don't have to be on their phones. They can just, all the bridesmaids can stay off their phones and just enjoy it. And it's not, oh, well, that bridesmaid can do content, that one can do whatever, drinks.
No, you're so right. And it, whether you, it's about social media or not, I'm, you can't, you certainly can't get away from the fact that everyone's on their bloody phones the whole time.
Yeah.
And
it's an addiction.
You know, yeah, it is an addiction. And the world's changed and people travel and they live miles away. So you have, you film these things to share with people that can't be there in person. So there's no getting around that. What I think is so brilliant is that you are capturing things that mean they have that instant, they can wake up the next morning and go, oh my God, look, and look, and then she did this. And then, and also, like you say, it's the little things. So I remember my best friend got married in the summer and I filmed her just walking up the path and I filmed her greeting Lola, who was a flower girl. And it is those little moments that to other people are totally insignificant.
Yeah.
But as your friends know that they're significant. And so I guess you, because it's your job, you understand that it's, and even if it's just pouring a glass of fizz or it's just these tiny little touches
tiny
that a videographer isn't going to capture, but you are.
No. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And it also bridges the gap as well. Like, when you get married, it's a long wait for your photographer and videographers to come back with what they've got. And you're still in that little bubble within 24 hours. You're still in the bubble for a couple of weeks. And to get a little snippet as well is amazing. And to be able to look forward to getting those professional photos and look forward to getting the videographer's film. Like, it's, you can capture a little bit of everything and see it.
So what's your, is your timeline really 24 hours?
24 hours.
No. Don't you sleep?
Nah.
So talk me through it then. Talk me through the process. So I'm getting married and I ring you up and I say, thank you so much. Hi, I'm Olivia. I'm marrying Chris Hemsworth and we're getting married because we're in love and he thinks I'm gorgeous. It's wonderful. I would like you to come to my wedding. What happens next? What's the next step?
So we'd have an online consultation,
chat
through everything on the way about the wedding. Obviously, a lot of people get married way in advance, so we don't know timings, we don't know anything else like that. But we just chat about your wedding day, like all the excitement, all the plans, everything like that. And then figure out from there which one's the best package. So I have 4 hours, 6 hours or 8 hours. People tend to want a little bit of everything, so they, a lot of them will go for the 6 or the 8 because you want to try and get as much as they can within the day. And then get booked in, you pay a 50% deposit. And then 50% is due 30 days before your wedding, which is when we'll have another consultation, which we'll go through in detail, like the timings, what we want. So we'll go through, 90% of my couples just want candid moments throughout the day, but then the other 10% want TikTok trends, reels, things like that. So like the sunglasses trend, that one's really popular at the minute. So we'll go through how we can get that into your timeline and also whether there's been any new trends that have come along that might, that they might want to do. So we'll go through that. And then on the day, I turn up, I capture everything, and then become best friends.
Oh my God, me
nine
too.
9 times out of 10, yeah. I feel like family by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird. I love that though. And then I go home, upload all the content, create the Instagram reels and TikToks or the highlight video for them if they're not doing TikToks. And then within 24 hours, I send it over, I send them a link and then it's all done and they get it. And they're always so excited.
So what do they get then? They get, because if it's made primarily for social media, I mean, when you, is it just TikTok and Instagram? Do people do anything else anymore?
No, I don't think so. No. I think there was a couple that shared on Facebook last week, but people, I find that a lot of people don't tend to use Facebook as much.
No.
But then they like to share personally on their personal profiles for their family and friends. So
what is it?
Formatted for all.
Yes. So what is it that you actually give them? Like a 2-minute video, what is it that they actually get at the end?
So with the 4 hour and 6 hours, I'll give them 2 videos, and then the 8 hours is 4 videos. So it depends what they want. So if they're like, oh, I don't mind, then I will just create a highlight video. I try and keep it about a minute, but it ends up being a minute and a half because there's so much that I want to cram in. But I don't kind of set times on that. I just kind of try and put everything into it and put... Usually I'll put like their first dance song or their ceremony song behind it.
So yeah, I was going to say,
a lot of meaning.
How do you pick the music? Do you pick what's trending?
That is hard sometimes. Either what's trending or for the highlights, I definitely try and do like a song that's been in their wedding somehow. And then put the trends together. So like the sunglasses one, I'll create that with the trending song and send that over in the file for them. So in their file, they'll have like, getting ready, ceremony. They'll have different folders within there so that they can easily find everything. And then they'll have an extra one that'll say reels or highlights, trailers. And then it'll all be in there. Ready for them?
I'm visualizing you at home. Is it all done on your phone?
Yeah.
God. You're so modern. You're so cutting edge. What phone do you have? Do you have a Samsung or something stupid?
No, iPhone. 14 Pro.
Oh, hello.
Pro.
Oh, pro. And I mean, that is just mental to think that you can work 8 hours, and then how long, if you do an 8-hour slot, how long roughly will it take you then to edit it until you send it off?
So it takes all night for the upload to happen from an 8-hour wedding usually. But I'll get the upload ready and start it, and then by the next morning when I wake up, it's uploaded. And then to create them, I'd probably say about an hour to 2 hours, depending on what they want, just to make sure that everything's ready.
How on earth do you get 8 hours? I mean, I know it's not constant filming in 8 hours, but how on earth do you get 8 hours of footage into a 1-minute reel?
It's so hard, honestly. It really is. And trying to pick my highlights that might not be the couple's highlights is so different. But on the day I'll when I'm filming and I think that's a really perfect moment, I'll make sure I favorite it so that later on in the day I know that one was definitely a moment that I need to put in there.
Do you get people being like, I don't know, like a young cousin who thinks that they're going to be an influencer being like, look, you need to film me. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Definitely. Yeah.
Oh, no, how cringy.
Take a picture of me. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, no. I find that very awkward when that's happened to me before. Even just taking a picture of like the bride and groom on my phone for my Instagram and someone will be like, can you take one of me? I'm like, no, I don't want a photo of a stranger on my phone. Why would I want that? Yeah. People are so weird.
Yeah.
That's, oh my God, that's crazy. So then you get it together in an hour or two. Do you have this thing? I bet your daughter is like, Mum, you're always on your phone.
Yeah. And I'm working. Like, I know. That's what, like last night, I took her to gymnastics and she's like, usually she's like, sit in the car, I don't want you distracting me. But last night she's like, can you watch me tonight? And I was like, I've got stuff to do. But I was like, yeah, but Mummy's going to have to work on her phone sometimes. And she's like, oh, well, it's okay.
I find it very difficult because I have this ongoing argument with my husband, and I'm pretty sure everyone has this argument with their partner where he'll be on his phone. We'll be watching telly at night. He'll be on his phone constantly. He's fully addicted. And then, so I'll go on my phone and then I decide that I've done on my phone. So I put my phone down and then I turn to him.
And within, he should put his phone.
Within a millisecond. And I'm like, I can't believe you're on your phone. I can't believe you're still on your phone and you're not paying attention because you're not. Yeah. And then he'll be like, and then I say to him, are you watching? Yes, I'm watching. You're not, you're on your phone, are you? It's like, yeah, but I can still watch.
Scrolling.
I'm like, yes, but you're not present. You're not present.
Yeah.
But
the
thing is,
like, you're using your brain.
Yes, I'm working. It's, you do so much on your phone nowadays. It's so difficult to have that argument of I'm always on my phone. Yes, but I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm working on my phone.
I do use it as an excuse sometimes.
Yeah, obviously. I'm actually on H&M.
I'm actually like researching.
Well, I used to do that when I worked at a wedding venue. Before I was a celebrant, I worked at a wedding venue. And it was always very handy when I was planning my own wedding. I'd be like, I'm just doing something for a bride. That bride is me, my friend. Yeah. I'm doing my own stuff at work. What of it? So now talk to me about TikTok. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I have it. My PT, who's 10 years younger than me, told me that I should do TikTok because I go viral. I explained that viral to me means like you've got a disease.
You've got a disease.
I don't understand. I just don't understand it. Do I need it to be a major superstar?
There is algorithms, but not as much as Instagram. It is very different. So Instagram is very much about aesthetics and education and things like that, whereas TikTok is very much about, it's a search engine, so people can actually search for things
right.
a lot more than Instagram. So if people are searching for, say, a celebrant in Hereford, is that where you said Hereford, yeah?
Well, I'm in Bath now, but yeah, they'll find me anywhere.
Yeah. then you'd come up on there a lot more than Instagram. Instagram's very much like more hashtags. So it's just different. But I find it hard to keep up with TikTok and finding the trending songs and finding what is.
And how do you even do that? How do you go about? I was saying to someone yesterday about algorithms and social media, and I feel like I should know more because I do so much of my business is through Instagram, but I don't know. How do you even begin to work that out and to find that out?
Instagram's really easy. Well, I say it's easy because on the trending songs, there'll be a little arrow and you can click it and it tells you the top 50 trending songs. I don't know whether you knew that.
No, I didn't know that. I'm doing it now.
Right.
Doesn't it say how many plays you get?
So if you go to the reels there,
yeah,
on your homepage, and then if the song's got a little arrow there, then it means it's trending.
Right. Okay.
And then you Real. Can click on the audio.
Yeah.
So it'll come up like that, and then in the top, if you click that word trending,
yeah,
it comes up with all of the trending songs.
And is it good to have a trending song?
Yes. But only if it's very low trending. So like, I try and go under 15,000.
Now, why is that?
Just because if you're using a trending song and it's already got 100K users, then you're going to get lost because everybody's using it.
Interesting.
Whereas if it's a newly trending one, so say it's only been used 2,000 times, then, and it's starting to trend, then you're going to be pushed forward first by the algorithm.
Oh my, you know, I'm learning so much from you. I've learned more in the last 10 seconds than I have in the last 10 years. That's so interesting. This is the rest of my day done now.
Yeah.
Now you're sat here teaching me things. And what I wanted to ask you is, do you do what you do for industry people?
Yeah. So I have a wedding singer that hires me very regularly to do behind the scenes for her. Photographers have asked me to do some behind the scenes for them. On a wedding day, I'll always capture loads of content for the suppliers and send it over to them as well. So by the end of the day, like the next day, the suppliers are like, oh my God, I didn't even know you were taking pictures and videos of me. And like, it's always really appreciated because everybody wants content. Of themselves for their businesses. So yeah, I do it a lot. I've got a skincare specialist that wants me to do some content for her. So it's not just wedding industry, but I kind of niche down just to wedding industry because everybody wants content these days.
I mean, I totally get it. Because I was thinking, I've done a couple of weddings now where I've known the couple, so I've known a couple of the guests. And yeah. I've said I wanted to be like, can you film me?
Please,
but also I don't want them to be like, you're a twat. Do you know what I mean? So I don't yeah. ask because I get embarrassed. But actually I'd do a reel of every single wedding I do. And so I take all this footage and I know that the suppliers on my weddings, appreciate that, because I tag them in everything that I do.
Yeah.
But no one takes a picture of me.
I know.
Jamie, no one cares about me.
I need to do a wedding with you and I'll get
I know. You're so far away. Come down south.
I've got a wedding down in Hereford next month, actually.
Yeah. I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there. We'll just go for a little walk. But it's like you say, yeah, you want content because you want, it's very hard, I think, sometimes in any industry, I'm sure, but especially the wedding industry, it's very hard to sell what you do because you can't necessarily show people what you do.
Yeah.
And it's so personal.
A lot of suppliers do struggle with that. And Instagram especially, it's not just about what you're selling now. It's about you, who you are, like people buy from people. And I think people are afraid to put their face on Instagram and like talk to camera. No, me neither. You just gotta go on with it.
I should think before I speak, but I don't. I just think that's funny, and I'll go and tell my friends. My friends are the 2,000 people that follow. But I'm like, no, that's funny. I'll tell them. They'll find that funny. But you're right.
That's why you're doing well. Like people love who you are, and that's why they'll hire you.
I always say to my couples, and I imagine this is why you've been so successful so quickly, is because I think it is so important to like the suppliers that you get in. Because, and especially, I always say, especially the photographer, which goes for the same with you. Yeah. I was like, these people are going to be in your face when you're stressed and you're anxious.
Yeah.
You've got to like them. And also, at the end of the day, it's not rocket science. They're going to get shit photos. If you don't like them as people, you're not going to smile. You're not going to look warm. You're not going to be happy as you could look in the pictures. So you've got to hire people that you want to hang around with for the day.
Definitely. And you're going to spend more time with your content team, like your media team, than anyone else in the whole day.
I know it's sad, really, but I've got a couple recently that they hate having their photo taken, so they actually haven't booked a photographer, but they've booked a videographer because they're like, we want memories and we want to be able to relive it, but we don't want to just stand there and have a picture taken, but we are likely to watch a video. And I always say to people to get a videographer. We had one, Kylie and Jay and Storybox, and I watch that video all the time. Every time he pisses me off, and I have to remind myself that I love him.
Why did I do this?
Which is daily. Daily. I mean, we've been together far too long. I think it's just brilliant what you do, and I think that it's so interesting to me that it. I mean, it's not a surprise that it started in America because they do everything first, don't they?
Yeah.
And then it filters over. But like you say, when you first approached me, which sounds a little suspicious, but when you first approached me in the dark alley, I was like, oh, this is really, I've not heard of it. But now slowly people are.
You've seen it.
Yeah, I am. People are creeping in. I mean, in terms of, it's difficult, isn't it? Because to say it's competition sounds a bit ruthless. But how would you sort of set yourself apart from the people doing the same thing, I suppose?
Just being me. Yeah. That's the only thing that sets me apart. Just
go, girl.
Me. But we have a really, really good community. So I started a Facebook group when it started to get more popular. For all the content creators to help each other, to support each other, so that it doesn't feel like, because at first I didn't dare follow anyone else that was doing it because I was like, oh, that's competition. But then when I actually thought about it, I was like, well, there's going to be competition and we need competition for the industry, for the service to grow. The industry. So I thought we need to help each other to grow the service, to make it more recognised. So now we have this amazing community. We all help each other. We pass business to each other. We recommend each other if we're not free or anything else, or we're not in that area. And like,
I think that's brilliant. You need that because something like 90% of the wedding industry are freelancing individuals, and it's lonely.
Oh, massively. Like, just running your own business is quite lonely, but especially in the wedding industry when it's such a sociable. It's such a sociable job, but really it's quite
lonely.
Solo.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And I think having that support and that backup, and I suppose being able to share ideas and different, do you use lots of different apps?
Yeah, lots of apps.
Do you love an app?
I love it. CapCut's my best one.
CapCut?
Yeah.
Do I need that, do I?
Yeah.
Right,
definitely.
CapCut. Let me get my phone.
Really simple.
CapCut. What does that do?
So that is like a photo editor. So like, you know how you'll do a reel, you'll create a reel within Instagram.
Yeah.
This one creates it within the app CapCut. But you can add different text, you can add different audios, you can add sound effects, you can add all sorts. You can do transitions within there.
Do I have to pay for it? Because if I have to pay for it, I'm not having it.
There's a free version for definite.
Okay, good. Because that's how cheap I am. Now, Absolutely. Do I need, what's trending at the moment? Because I found that my reels that I, which I just do for fun, and quite often now they're not even wedding related. I just think they just give me joy. So I think I'll share the joy. But I found recently that what's getting a lot more views are the original audio. Is
really?
That a thing, or is that just me and my audio?
I think the problem is with Instagram, well, with all social media, is every single account is different. Like, what works for one person could not work for another person.
Interesting.
So there are a lot of gurus out there that will give advice, but really you've got to kind of test and adjust for yourself. Like, saying that 8 p.m. is the best time to post is not right, because everybody's different, every account's different.
I wouldn't have thought that would be the case. I would have thought that would be, I mean, obviously I understand to a certain extent, like you say, your followers, so
certain things, yeah.
Yeah, but I would have thought that generally speaking, like, you know, I don't know, just after the school run, or when I used to work at a venue, we'd get a flurry of inquiries one night, and we'd be like, well, why is that? And it would be like, oh, because the football's on. So all the men are watching the football, and all the women are bored shitless, and they're looking at wedding venues. And or like X Factor final was on 10 years ago, so no one, there was no inquiries. And it was really funny to think about the timings and what people's human nature, you know?
Yeah, there is an element of it on Instagram. And like, you can look at your insights to see what's worked for you, when your followers are online and when they're most active.
I should you're really making me feel like I should be doing more.
but as a small business, you don't have to do things. You don't have to do any of it. But a lot of people hire social media managers and to do that for them.
I just feel like I'm busy enough.
Wing it.
Do you?
Yeah, I honestly wing it. Like, people think that I'm all over social media and got everything planned for the next 6 months. And in reality, like, I'm winging it, just like I think 99% of the wedding industry probably is, especially in summer season when it's mental.
Well, see, this is it. I've done social media for years for various people and various sort of businesses. And everyone is like, oh, there's all these apps you can do where you can schedule all your posts. And I've never, ever, ever scheduled. I would much rather do it as and when, so that it's live, it feels authentic.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. So I've never scheduled. So I had a social media job in the past where I would literally do, on a Monday, I might do half an hour. On Tuesday, I might do 3 hours. I might post at 7 o'clock at night, but it only takes me 5 minutes. But I would rather do it fresh. I don't like the idea of scheduling.
No. So I'll schedule it if it's like something that's important that I'm doing something else, and I'll schedule it within Instagram, but I'll only ever schedule one at a time. So like, if I know that I'm going to be out on a Sunday afternoon and I need to post that day. But apart from that, I literally do it on the day. I do it because it feels, like you said, it feels real, and it feels like it's you writing it. You can actually
engage,
that's the word I was looking for. Engage with people. And
that's a wedding word.
Yeah.
I only speak.
I probably need to know that.
Yes, I only speak in wedding terminology. So I just walk into a Tesco's. I'm like, I'd like to engage with aisle 5.
How long have you been doing what you are doing?
Well, I've been a celebrant for 3 years. Just over 3 years. I worked in the wedding industry for 6 or 7 before that. So,
what made you become a celebrant?
Oh God, this is really turning the tables on me, Jamie. I was working at a wedding venue and I absolutely loved it, but I had a baby and I knew that I couldn't go back to that particular place or that particular job. And then one of my best friends and colleagues said to me during lockdown, So obviously the wedding industry was all Pete Tong anyway. She said to me, why have we not thought about this for you? Because I've got a degree in acting and I'm a writer and I've done social media and I'm obsessed with weddings and people. And it kind of, everything I love is in this. It's honestly, it's like, I don't like saying it because it makes me sound wanky, but it is my calling. And that does sound wanky, doesn't it?
I love that.
But it is 100%. And actually my bride from last week, she messaged me. I must message her back. She messaged me and she said to say thank you. And she said at the end of the message, this, you have 100% found your calling. It's just, it's what I was born to do. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. Obsessed with it. Because,
that's,
you know,
how I feel.
Yeah. And but how lucky are we that we get to do something that we love that much?
Yeah.
Because it's rare. Most people hate their jobs.
Yeah.
Don't they? And I just think we're really, really, really lucky. And it's not easy. And owning your own business is bloody hard work. And there's no off day, is there?
Nope.
Because you can always do more. But it's wonderful. And I think we're very lucky. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I find it hugely humbling to be invited into someone's wedding day.
Yeah, like the most special day of their lives, and they trust you to be that, like a part of it. I think it's mental. Like,
do you ever get very nervous? I always fear for any kind of photographers, or that they're suddenly going to break their phone or lose all the photos. Yeah. Oh God!
Yeah, I once dropped my phone in the middle of a wedding.
Everyone's like, the content creators.
And then another time, I was so busy handing out confetti and helping everybody with the confetti that just before the confetti shot, my phone went dead.
God, you must have chargers in every orifice because you just cannot run out of battery.
Charging, but I was so like caught up in the excitement of the confetti shot and giving out confetti to everyone. And then I went like that and I was like, oh God. And they were just about to come out.
What did you do?
Dead in my life. I quickly put it on charge and it came on just as they were coming out and I didn't miss it. And I was like, there's someone out there that is looking after me. And I was so grateful for that moment. But honestly, like, I get so scared. And like, I get anxiety the night before. I'm going to miss it, or I'm going to be stuck in traffic, or something's going to go wrong. Like, I get so much anxiety.
That's because you care.
Definitely.
It is. It's because you care. And if you're anything like me, that won't get easier. I don't sleep in the summer because my anxiety's got pretty much gone, but it's the adrenaline for me. I get so excited. And so I don't sleep the night before a wedding.
Yeah.
And I'm just.
And even when I get home from the wedding day,
you're buzzing.
I'm still buzzing from it. And my face hurts from laughing and smiling. And like, photographers have taken pictures of me before and I'm just like,
beaming,
so happy for them.
Have you ever had any dramas, any like physical fights at a wedding, or anyone getting so pissed they sort of, I don't know, vommed on the wedding cake or something?
No, I did have a wedding once where they threw the groom up in the air, and you know, the groom,
he never came back,
excited and drunk.
He's still there.
Fell on the groom's. And one of the groomsmen went down and he'd torn ligaments in his knee. So they had to ring an ambulance.
No!
Pick him up, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I was still filming. I was like, do I film? Do I not film?
Yeah, film. Oh, my God, film everything.
I got it all on camera. But, they thought it was hilarious the next day.
Oh, no. Oh, that is funny. But that's the thing, is you get... It's all these little moments. And I sometimes think, like, people always say that you never enjoy your wedding as much as other people do because you're hosting it. Even if you've got a wedding planner and a full team of staff and everything else, you still feel the pressure of hosting the event. So you never enjoy it as much as your guests do. And you miss out on things because you can't be there. You can't see everything. You can't see, like you say, granddad's reaction to the table plan, or, you know, cousin Boris having his first shot of whiskey or something. Like, you miss all that, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And then even like the groomsmen just hanging out and having a pint 9 times out of 10 while the women are all running around getting ready. Like, the bride doesn't get to see that side of it.
Yeah.
So I always try and sneak a little bit, or the groom just like nervous in the room on his own and just checking everything's okay, ready for her. And Like, just all them little moments that you don't really think of, and then the next day they get it and they're like, oh my God, what?
Can I bring you along to like a family day out?
Absolutely.
Can you content create my family trips?
My family gets sick of me, honestly. I'm like, I've always been like that, always been the one taking the photos and videos and capturing everything and making reels of our family days. And
I do it
now
constantly.
They're not laughing.
No, because now they love it. Like my husband, literally, Lola, my little girl, calls them Lolas. And so she'll say, can I watch my Lolas? And she'll watch, she's incredibly narcissistic, and she'll watch back the videos, all the videos I've made. So and now she'll hear a song come on the radio and she'll be like, oh, mama, that's the song from Spain, or that's the song from my christening, because she associates it with the reels. And she's got all those memories and she can look back on them and watch them. And I mean, to be honest, I was watching the Beckham it sounds like I've gone off piece, but I've got a point. I was watching the Beckham documentary. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I loved
it. Oh, mother, may I? And they were showing all the old clips, like they're doing documentaries of his childhood. And I turned to my husband and I was like, do you know what? That's why I make the reels of Lola. So that when she's famous, they'll have the footage of her youth.
I think that too.
Stop, do you actually?
Honestly, like when she's practicing a gymnastics.
Yes.
Video, I'm like, I'll take a little sneaky video and then she'll go through my photos. It's like she always does it, like wants to go through my photos and look at weddings and everyone. Aww. And she's like, why have you got that video of me? And I'm like, for when
you wait. When you're on GMB, when you're on This Morning or you're with Lorraine, and they'll look back and they'll go, thanks, mum.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're the only other person that's admitted they do that to me. That's literally what I think. I capture her singing and dancing to Elsa the whole time because I'm like,
just in case.
Yeah. If Michael Parkinson was still with us, is he still with us? I feel like he's died. I think he's probably up there with Bruce Forsyth.
But he was a legend.
He was a legend. And so I just think, you know, one day when you're on Graham Norton, if he's still with us then, you'll be grateful for all this video footage. So we're doing the world a favour, really, aren't we?
Absolutely, because they'll want to see them clips.
How busy are you for next year? Have you got any weddings left this year?
Two more weddings this year. And then so far, I think it's 17 booked for next year. Wow. So
do you have a maximum that you can do?
Not yet.
You can't say no, can you?
No, I'm one of them. Like, and I have an associate shooter now as well. I've hired another person to come and help me because I felt so bad saying no to people. So I was like, how can I get over this?
Yeah.
So I took on somebody else. She works for me when I can't do weddings. So
that is incredible. So you've been going a year and you've already employed someone. Good for you.
She's a contractor.
So doesn't matter. Let's ignore that technicality. You're a badass boss, babe. You are. That's incredible. And I can see it just growing. The whole concept is going to grow, which, like you say, shouldn't be competition. It should be helpful for the company. But you're lovely. So why people wouldn't want you following them around? I'm trying to work out, maybe we'll go to Alton Towers or just a day out in London.
Definitely.
It would be so nice to have someone else take pictures instead of me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm excited to finish talking to you so that I can go onto Instagram and watch your reel. Do you have them up? Are they all on your... What are your socials so everyone can go and follow you and book you?
The Social Wedding UK.
The Social Wedding UK. And that's on your Instagram and your TikTok. I'm going to go on your... I don't even know how to go onto TikTok. I honestly don't. I'll find it. I'll figure it out eventually. Do people still do Twitter? Do people tweet? LinkedIn.
It's X now, isn't it?
Do you remember what was the original? Like Bebo? Is it Bebo?
Bebo and MySpace.
MySpace.
That's the first thing you do when you get home from school is go on Bebo and like chase all the boys on there.
Someone put on the other day.
Update your background song.
Nice. Someone put on the other day the screenshot of MSN Messenger and was like, there was a day where it was the last day you ever signed into MSN Messenger and you didn't even know it.
I saw that. Someone sent me that and it made me feel really sad.
Yeah. I remember going to the one computer in the house in my dad's office and sitting in his office chair and going on to MSN Messenger and like chatting to boys like they were my boyfriend, but I'd never actually met them.
and you'd update your status with like loads of emojis.
Yeah,
and,
like, it's complicated.
His name in there. It's
yeah.
But then, did you also have dial up as well?
So, oh yeah.
Like my mom would be like, "Get off the internet.
Get off the phone." I tell you, kids these days have got no idea how lucky they are.
I know. I tried to explain it to my daughter, like how lucky she is with the technology.
Yeah.
And, like, explaining how I didn't have my first phone until I was 13, and it was a Nokia 3210, which did absolutely nothing.
Just Snake.
Snake.
and how we used to listen to music on iPods that had the little round, iPods. And you had to twirl
mini disc.
Oh my God. Before I had a mobile, I had a pager.
Wow.
I was like a doctor. I'm very old. Oh, I've loved chatting to you.
Me too. I've loved it.
So have you got lots of Zooms? What have you got for the rest of the day booked in?
So I'm going to meet a social media manager, actually, who is doing management for a lot of wedding venues in West Yorkshire. So that's a meeting to see how we can work together. So that's exciting. And then I have a really exciting announcement for the social wedding safety at 5 p.m. today.
5 p.m. today. Okay, I'm going to put it on my socials. 5 p.m. today. Is it 1 year today?
1 year today, yeah. I got my balloon look to make some social media content.
Oh, my God, a giant gold one. Oh, my God, yeah, I love it. Happy birthday. Why do I feel emotional? This is wonderful.
I feel emotional today. I woke up and I was like, I can't believe it.
That is amazing. 1 year today. Oh, I'm going to put it all over my socials. Shall I put some makeup on? Shall I wash my hair? I might go to the gym. Sod it. This is what I said.
And then every Thursday, I also do an Instagram live with different wedding suppliers talking about what they do and how they can benefit couples and things like that. So I've got that tonight as well with a makeup artist.
Why haven't you asked me? Don't you care about me? Booked up
until March next year.
Every week?
Every week from August until March.
Who are these people? Sack them off. They're not Olivia Colman, are they? Sack them off.
We'll have to get you on for definite.
Oh, I'd love that. No one, when you asked earlier about me, I'm like, whoa, no one asked me about me. This is very invasive.
Why not?
I don't know. I talk about myself
all
the time.
That's why you do it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I do. I like ask everyone about other people. I find it very odd when I'm interviewing, but chatting to a potential new couple, and they'll be like, "So tell us about yourself." I'm like, "Oh, really?" I watch too much TV. I very rarely wear matching underwear. What do you want to know? I don't really understand the question. I'm confused by it. Happy birthday to you, my darling.
Thank you.
And I'm just really really pleased that we've finally got a chance to chat, and I'm just so excited to see how the business is going to grow. If you need any minions, I'll be a minion for you.
Absolutely. I always need minions.
Who doesn't? Thank you so much, my darling. Drew's back.
Thank
you for chatting. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Drew, it's her birthday today. It's 1 year today. Oh, he's gone. Where have you gone? No, you're there. She's won today.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? You're very advanced for one. Oh, thank you so much.
My daughter was so confused yesterday. I was like, it's mummy's first birthday tomorrow. She's like, "Mum, you're 33. And I was like,
she probably thinks she's been drinking again, doesn't she? So, oh, mum's been on the pop.
Mum.
Oh, thank you so much, sweetie. I'll have a good day
thank
and I'll
you
catch
for
you later.
Me on. Yeah. See you soon.
All right. Bye darling. Welcome to this week's RSVP. I feel like that was just recorded. I can't remember. So this week I have had a lovely DM from the wonderful Izzy. And she writes, "Hi, my name's Izzy and I love your podcast. I'm marrying my fiancé James this summer and your tips are really helpful. Plus you're just hilarious." Stop it. "We're getting married in a church, otherwise we'd have booked you for sure. I wanted to ask if you have any tips for on-the-day nerves. My fiancé can get pretty anxious in big crowds anyway, and I want him to feel comfortable, not terrified. I'm sure I'll be pretty nervous too. Thanks so much, Izzy." Love that. Thank you, Izzy, my darling. On-the-day nerves. God, do you know what? I don't know if I've got any top tips particularly that aren't sort of obvious ones. Like, I don't have any insider knowledge for you, unfortunately, on this instance. first of all, nerves are normal. Like, that means that you give a shit, doesn't it? And it's not almost, it's less nerves, I think, and more general sort of adrenaline. And it can be overwhelming, can't it? I mean, think about it. You know, it's different emotions for every person. Like, I get this sort of nervous energy, at least, every time I do a ceremony. And compared to everyone else there, I probably have known the bride and groom or the groom and groom or what have you the least amount of time. And I still get nervous energy. So it's totally, totally normal. That's the first thing to know, that it doesn't mean anything. It's not sort of a red flag or whatever. It's just totally normal. Everyone there will have this nervous, excited energy. So that's, don't feel like guilty, you or James, for feeling any kind of nerves or adrenaline at all. I think it's really important to understand the enormity of what you're doing and to identify what it is that will calm you down. So for me, I got really nervous on the morning of my wedding, not because of like not wanting to marry James. That wasn't ever a question. Of course I wanted to marry him, but it was because it was this huge thing that was about to happen and I couldn't talk to my best mate about it. I was like, I can't text him. I can't ring him. I can't see him. Oh my God. Like, and it was really weird. It felt weird that this huge thing was about to happen and I couldn't tell him about it. So the second I held his hand, when I got to the end of the aisle, the second I held his hand, it all went away. I felt fine. I felt at ease because he was there then. And it was fine because he's my best mate and I was looking at him. Do you know what I mean? So if you feel that same level of comfort with your partner, who says you can't call them or text them or even see them? You know, if James, for example, your James, not mine, if he starts getting himself into a tizzy, bless him, then tell him to ring you. Tell him to come and see you. It doesn't matter. Those are so old school myths and traditions that, you know, if seeing you is going to help him or vice versa, then do it. Like, do it. Honestly, walk down the aisle together if that's going to help things. Arrive together, get ready together. I've had quite a few couples that have got ready together. And that certainly dispels a lot of the nerves, because you know what I think? For the bride or groom, whoever has stood at the end of the aisle waiting for their partner to arrive, that is so nerve-wracking. And you're stood there and people are staring at you. And it's all done with love and well wishes and good intentions, but it's still like, stop fucking staring at me. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're all staring at me and I feel nervous, but they don't look at me with such love and adoration. Not all the time. So it is a hugely overwhelming, emotional, nerve-wracking thing. But I think as long as you understand that that's okay to feel those nerves, I think if you identify what it is that calms you down in normal scenarios when you feel anxious or overwhelmed, and do that, go for a run on the morning of, do some meditation, bloody sit in your bed on your own with a cup of tea and watch Loose Women. Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever it is that calms you down, do it. This is the day that you can be like, this is what I'm going to do and I'm going to do it. And I don't care what anyone else says. This is what I need to do for me. And have a drink. For Pete's sake, have a drink. I say for Pete's sake, because Pete was my groom on Saturday. When I got there, he was so nervous and emotional and he hadn't had a bloody drink. I was like, why haven't you had a bloody drink? So he had a quick shot to calm the nerves, you know. So if you drink, that might help. Just having a quick schnifter before you walk down the aisle. Whatever it is you need to do, do it. No one's going to judge. No one's going to care. No one needs to even know. And especially with, hopefully, because you're getting married in church, that you will know your vicar quite well. But especially with my ceremonies, a huge amount of the nerves are dispelled when I get there because they know me and they trust me. You know, I always say to my particularly nervous couples, like, we got this. It's no big deal. It's fine. I got you. We're just having a chat. You know, don't look at anyone else. It doesn't matter. It's fine. It's cool. It's chilled. You want that calm energy. You want people around you that are going to be calm as well. Do you know what? I had a lot to say on that, considering I didn't think I did. I hope that helps, my darling. And I hope you have the most wonderful, wonderful wedding.
Thank you so much for listening. It really does mean the world. If you find this podcast even remotely helpful or moderately entertaining, share with all your friends and family. You can DM me any questions, queries, if you want to share any stories on the podcast Instagram at I'll Marry You Podcast. Get in touch. I want to hear all your tall tales. See you soon.
I'll Marry You is a podcast by Olivia Colman. The music is Mr. Sunnyface by Wayne Jones, and the show is produced and edited by Drew Toynbee.